Welcome to episode 196 of A Single Mom's Journey. Thanks for dropping by. Hey guys, I just want to chat a little bit about a recent event, something that happened over the weekend in Canada. The truckers rallied and rolled into Ottawa on Saturday. And if you don't know about the convoy of trucks that happened in Canada, you really should look it up for yourself. Don't look it up on, you know, one of the news stations. Look it up. Just do a search. If you have a VPN, turn it on. Put it to Canada or even somewhere else to see what kind of coverage you'll be able to see. Because I've heard some negative things that have been portrayed on mainstream media versus what actually was happening. I heard that mainstream media was calling it misogynistic, anti-Semitic, racist. That's the type of movement it was, but it wasn't. The coverage that I saw, there were people from all different ethnic backgrounds, and it wasn't about race. It was that they were all against the mandates, being forced to comply with these mandates. And I have Canadian friends, and they have been sick and tired of their prime minister because for a while there, they were hugely restricted. Hugely, hugely restricted, guys. Like, they couldn't travel outside, like, their, like, little neighborhood, like, their township. Their, I forget what it's called. It's, like, their area. They had to stay within. And they had, like, checkpoints. Like, if you were going to, like, you know, my friend wanted to visit her family 4 hours away, and she was not allowed to do so. Like, they were in the same province, but they were, like, in a different part of that province, and they couldn't travel to go see her parents because they had to stay within certain boundaries. And I know that for a period of time, there was a storm, and it washed out some roads, and where her folks live, there are dairy farms. And the trucks that would normally go up to the dairy farms, you know, to gather the milk, they couldn't get up there. So the farms, the cow farms, the dairy farms in their area had to dump milk, guys. Dump gallons and gallons and gallons and gallons of milk. Whereas the area she was in, you know, because the roads washed out, they had no milk. They had no deliveries. She was scrounging for milk. She has three little kids, guys. She was scrounging for milk. She couldn't find it anywhere. And to know that 4 hours away in her parents' area, they were dumping milk, gallons upon gallons of it. So they've been tired of the restrictions. They've been tired of all the mandates that the prime minister has done to all Canadians. And this movement, this trucker movement, allow people to gather to, like, they had the same cause. They were all sick of mandates. They were all sick of it. And with all the trucks that were driving, the footage that I saw, people on the side of the road, on bridges, waving flags, having signs, cheering people on. The trucks, you know, with their horns and everything. It was such a glorious sight to see the footage from regular people just showing, you know, their support and posting. Oh my gosh, it's been amazing to see. And I actually, like I said, I have Canadian friends, and one of my friends actually ended up in Ottawa on Saturday and was walking around. And you guys, in Ottawa right now, it is negative 30 degrees. It was negative 32, I think, in the evenings. Negative 32. Come on, that's so cold. And people were out dancing in the streets, just trying to have a peaceful protest about their feelings on the mandates that the prime minister had thrown down to the people of Canada. Sick and tired of it, they were. And like I said, these truckers were the spark for all these people to show their dissatisfaction on how things have rolled out to their country. Like I said, if you haven't seen it, look up some footage, whatever app that you'd like to be on. Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. And like I said, the mainstream media was portraying it differently. They were focusing on the tiny elements, the tiny negative elements. Like, there was actually a gentleman who had a swastika flag. But he was not in the main area where everyone was. He was, like, on the fringe, like, a street over. And then, apparently, some news people were filming this one person that was, like, not even a part of the main group. And there was another gentleman who was in the crowd. I forget what kind of flag. Was it a Confederate flag? It was some sort of flag. And he had his face totally covered, so you couldn't see his face. And the other folks in the area called him out, and he left the area. Because everyone there was unmasked. Everyone there was showing their faces and proud to be there. And it was just the people, the negative planted elements is what people are saying, the planted elements. They had their faces covered. You know what I'm saying? So they were not willing to show their face, but they were just there to instigate. And that's what it looked like. And that's what the news people, the mainstream media people were focusing on. These one-offs versus the hundreds of other people that were there peacefully congregating and dancing. And it was people of all different ethnic backgrounds. Sikhs, African-American, Asian people, indigenous people, people from India, people from all over. They were all congregated and just protesting the mandates. And that's what's amazing, is that so many people all got together and had this one cause. And the Prime Minister Trudeau suddenly announced that he had COVID and was not going to be able to see them. And that's shocking to me, because you know what? Did he say, granted, he's saying he has COVID, but was he actually sick? Was he on a ventilator? Yes, he had to be isolated, but he could have still met virtually with representatives. We have Zoom, we have FaceTime, we have all these meeting apps. We have meeting capability up the yin-yang. If he was not on a ventilator, he should have been able to listen to these people. Listen to them. Because isn't that what representatives should do when they are meeting with constituents? They should listen, not talk. Most of the time, they should be listening. And that was my issue. Granted, I'm not Canadian, but this is what I expect from my representative. If I were ever to go meet a representative, I would expect them to listen and then ask a couple questions to hear my point of view, to understand where I'm coming from, to understand what I'm trying to convey, what I'm trying to take a stand for. Not come at me like, you know, with blinders on already, but with an open mind to hear what I had to say. And so when Trudeau announced, what was it, Thursday or Friday, right before they rolled in, that he had COVID, I'm like, are you actually sick? Like sick, sick? Or are you just trying to avoid people? And from the timing of it all, I'm just saying he's just avoiding the entire situation. Like conveniently avoiding it. Because like my friends, like I've known a lot of people who have had COVID. And granted, they're tired and everything, but all they have to do is sit and rest. And while he's resting, he could have been listening. Just saying. So if you agree with me, drop me a note. I would love to hear you guys' feedback on this, because this is one of those things. I think this is a pivotal moment. A pivotal moment for all of us, because so many people are taking up this battle cry. And there are truckers, I believe, in like in the Netherlands, in Italy. And I think I just heard that there was one that's going to be happening in the United States from Canada, not Canada, California to Washington, D.C. Like, I don't know the details, but I think I just saw that, like, come across my Instagram. It's like the beginning, because I believe the truckers are the backbone of every single country, because things can get shipped to your country, but to get it to other places within your country, they have to either take it by rail or truck. Those are the main choices usually. So truckers are the backbone, you know, and the rail folks. But some countries don't have railroads. They rely on trucks. And I think, you know, seriously, truckers are the backbone. And also, you know, of course, you know, the people who stock shelves and all that. But for items to get from a port of entry to actual distribution centers to stores, it's the truckers. And what's really interesting, you guys, there was an interview. One of the organizers was being interviewed. I think it was on Fox News. Was it Hannity? It was last week. And he was saying that they're required to have like passports. Digital passports. And he was saying that he was crossing from one area of Canada to another, so that he had to show his passport. He showed he was pulling up his phone to what are those? Oh, those little designer thingies that indicate you're you. I forget. Oh, anyway. So he was pulling up his phone to show his little pass, and the person at the border checkpoint was like, "Oh no, I got it already." And he's like, the driver asked the border guy, "What do you mean?" He was like, "Oh yeah, you already popped up on my system." And he's like, the driver's like, "Well, what do you mean?" He's like, "Well, your passport's tied to your phone, and that already popped up at the border checkpoint on their system, saying that he was coming." So that's a way, if they expand it, that's a way for them to track people, not just at the borders, but if they choose to do so, anywhere. So if your passport is tied to your cell phone and it pops up on people's system, then they can track us. They can track people who have a passport, you know, and figure out where you're at. If they choose to do so, the government decides to do so. And why would they ever do that, guys? Why would they ever want to do that? Well, you know, who knows? They could do it. They have the technology. And what's interesting to me is that it's the people who would have a passport tied into their phone would be those people who are documented, meaning the people who are legally supposed to be in a country, meaning that people who are not legally in a country aren't being tracked. I'm going there. I'm going to that place. Because so many people are crossing into the United States this last year. They're being flown in. They're walking across unblocked by anyone. People are coming into our country, and it's shocking to me. So when this passport thing, this interview, I thought to myself, well, that means legal citizens can be tracked, but the people who are undocumented, they can move freely. Huh, how interesting is that? So again, it's like insurance. The people who have insurance, you pay up the yin yang for your insurance, and then when you go to the hospital or the doctor, you get billed. And you get billed up the yin yang, let me tell you. But somehow people who are undocumented, who don't have insurance, they just can go in and get treated and not pay. Because we're paying for them. It just is a whole gamut of things I'm dissatisfied with right now, and it just blows my mind that legal citizens are having to go through hoops to live and keep their jobs and educate their children and all of these things that we have taken for granted for years and years and years as citizens of our countries, that's something that, we're allowed to have, and then suddenly everything has restrictions. And it's this truck thing is like this spark to start eliminating restrictions. I don't know. I just had to decompress on this stuff because it's been on my brain for the last 6 or 7 days. Because all this stuff has been happening, and it's just like seeing like what was really disillusioning for me again was watching mainstream media depict this congregation of people, this rally of people in a negative light, and all they were trying to do was do it in a positive, uplifting way with everyone involved. They were welcoming everyone. And the fact that mainstream media was not portraying it accurately, and it was documented, guys, it was documented that they were focusing on like the one-offs, like I said, like the swastika flag and the Confederate flag. And there was this one, it was CTV, they were setting up and they were showing the supposedly the people that were at in Ottawa, and they were pointing down a street. They were focused on pointing down a street, but 180 degrees on the other end, if they had pointed the other direction, they would see hundreds of people versus, 20, 30 people in the other direction. And so there were actually people who posted on Instagram that showed it's like, okay, this is their point of view. And then they turn around and there was the hundreds of people just peacefully waving their flags. The mainstream media was showing the other direction where there weren't that many people. It's like, why? Why would they do that? To discourage people. Even the traffic cameras, guys, even the traffic cameras were turned off when people were when the trucks were passing. They purposefully turned off the traffic cams so that those trucks would not be documented. There would be no footage. But thank goodness for the citizens of Canada that filmed trucks passing by bridges. That's where the real gift was. So many people came out and just watched trucks drive by. They stood on bridges. They stood at the side. They just were so enthusiastic. And if you haven't, like I keep on saying, if you haven't seen coverage, look for it. Because it will. I mean, it made me cry multiple times just seeing the pride and the joy on their faces. All these different people have come together. And I think it's important that we each take a look and to see what we can see, the positives. And oh my gosh, you guys, another thing. They even went and picked up the trash and cleaned up after they partied all night. They had trash bags and they filled them up with trash and they piled them up in like groups of trash bags so that the streets were clean. Can you believe it? They cleaned up after themselves. And if there was any graffiti that happened, they cleaned that up too. If there were like one-off people that, decided to vandalize something, they cleaned it up. The citizens cleaned it up. So don't trust mainstream media, guys. investigate, look, talk to your Canadian friends. It's important, guys. I seriously think this was a pivotal, pivotal weekend. Anyway, guys, I rambled on for long enough. I hope you guys go ahead and, like I said, investigate, check it out. It's an important moment in time. Mark my words. That's what I think. Okay, I feel better now that I've deloaded. I don't know if anyone's gonna listen, and it's fine if nobody does. But it was great just being able to express myself because, like I said, I've cried multiple times. I've smiled so much looking at footage and just being so proud of the people that just showed up and documented and cheered others on. We need more of that. That's what we need more of, that positivity, that energy. We've been missing it for 2 years, guys. And it was just an amazing sight to see. You guys, that's it for now. I'll talk to you guys soon. And if you want to leave me a note, do so at on Instagram because that's where I'm mainly at. Same name, same photo. It's me. It's me. It's me. Anyway, guys, I'm gonna watch some more footage. And maybe I'll talk about it some more. Maybe not, but I'm glad I was able to talk it out today. Take care, guys.